What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the What If World show where your questions and ideas combine with our real-life dice rolls to bring you off-the-cuff adventures. I'm Zach Jamaloo, your host and guild master, joined by my friend...
Scully the Squid.
But my character's name is a penny pasta. They're a pasta puss and an Italian chef. Like a giant and a spaghetti monster that also makes a spaghetti.
Then there's me, Lola Rabbit. My character's name is Amara Stormtide. And she's a little baby ocean dragon and also a detective. And kind of a wise gal, if you know what I mean. Finally, there's me, ZZ Jamaloo, Zach's big sis.
We know.
And my character's name
is Stream. She's a unitar, like a centaur unicorn, and also a holographer that uses her holocam to record images that she can then use kind of like illusions.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, adventurers. This is our 14th Cryptid Kids adventure, and a lot has happened. You could listen to the most recent 3 Cryptid Kids episodes to get pretty well caught up, starting with number 11. What if Scribno fell into a bottomless pit? That was my character. Then there's number 11, Rag or Ruin and the Secret City.
Followed by number 13,
Enter the Egg Tricks. Episodes 365 through 367 of the What If Worlds show. But what you really need to know is that the Cryptid Kids, Amara Stormtide, Penny Pasta, and Stream just defeated Squirrelamides, a former hero on the world of Berend who somehow turned into a squirrely villain.
We know it was Cthunkle.
Yeah, but we don't know why it was Cthunkle, or how it was Cthunkle,
or even when it was Cthunkle.
That's right, and there's still a lot of citizens trapped inside the Egg Tricks. And you're not really sure how to get them free.
Even Scribno, the fourth Cryptid Kid.
Actually, he was like the original Cryptid Kid. You're the fourth Cryptid Kid.
Okay, fine. But either way, he's trapped in the Egg Tricks too, and we don't know how to get him out.
This G&G episode was inspired by loads of questions and ideas from all of you kids. But we'll play just one to get us started.
Hi, my name is Alex. My favorite character in What If World is Cthunkle. And my what if question is, what if Cthunkle became ruler of the universe? Bye, thank you. Say hi to Cthunkle for me. Bye.
Hello, Alex. So it was you who started all of this.
Hey, Cthunkle, this is my show. Get out of here.
Oh, I will for now, but I'll be back. Sorry. You know, I'm trying to be less evil, but you kids all keep making me ruler of this and that. It's really challenging.
Oh, yeah, unlimited power sounds so horrible.
You might be surprised, my little nibbling.
Oh, yeah, Cthunkle's my uncle, if you didn't know. And he's overstaying his welcome.
Okay, fine. Bye.
So let's find out, what if Cthunkle became ruler of the universe? Plus, some secret questions from Cole, Giovanna, and Tyler, which we'll find out over the course of our multi-part adventure. Your adventure starts after a quick break. Amara Stormtide, Penny Pasta, and Stream the Unitar, you are aboard the giant flying egg ship and have just captured Squirrelamides within a comforb. He will be stuck inside the egg tricks that he created. On the one hand, to keep people safe, but on the other hand, to make himself powerful.
Yeah, but we've encountered a lot of time magic, which was never Squirrelamides or Zachamides' specialty.
Oh, that's right, Stream. You mentioned somebody named Turtok, the Time Tortoise?
Who must have somehow been turned evil just like Squirrelamides.
So all we gotta do is search the entire planet for her?
And then somehow thwart her evil scheme, even though we don't know exactly what it is.
Easy, right?
Just then, you hear a splitting in the air as a giant half-tortoise, half-squirrel steps through a portal. ZZ, you and I had a little talk before the game. Do you remember what Squirtalk, a.k.a. your former character Turtok, is supposed to do? Oh, yeah, hang on, let me just get in character.
Greetings, cryptid kids. I have been waiting for you.
Oh, great! We were just looking for you!
Is there any chance that you're just gonna, reveal your evil scheme?
I'm gonna stop you right there. Literally and figuratively.
And just like that, the time portal closes in on the three of you. Will you try to avoid it? Work to stay together? Or try to go after Squirtalk in some sort of totally half-baked plan.
Oh yeah, that one sounds good.
I'm not so sure.
Anyone notice that turtle kinda sounds like me?
ZZ!
Sorry.
I leap in action, trying to stun this Squirtalk with a lightning snort from my dragon nose.
Roll wonder.
11 plus 2.
Your shocking snot strikes true. Somehow sending Squirtalk out of phase with this timeline. And yet, the portal keeps warping towards you.
I should have used my shocking snot on the portal.
Don't worry, Amara. I got you. I'm gonna stretch out into my giant size and try to grab both Stream and Amara.
And I'll snap a holo photo for the memories.
Okay, Scully, you can roll dare.
3 plus 1.
That's so low you don't even grab either one of them. You each get thrown through the time portal at slightly different moments. But Stream, why don't you roll learn to see what you managed to catch with your photo?
Here I go, though. That's a 7 plus 3.
A 10 will be just enough to give you a little clue as... Sorry, could you all scream like you're being tossed through time and space?
Oh yeah, sure.
You shum getting she shick over here.
Stream, we'll start with you. You snapped a few holo photos in quick succession. The time portal is opening and closing like a hungry mouth. And right before it snaps shut over Amara, you see a bustling seaport with 3 piers, all loaded up with ships. On what looks to be a hot summer day. Then, before it swallows up Penny Pasta, you see the same seaport on a dark and rainy day with only 2 long wooden piers, half full of ships. Then you get swallowed up by the space portal and find yourself in a piratey town, with its icy port seemingly abandoned, and only 1 long wooden pier jutting out into the water.
So if there's only 1 pier in my time, but 2 piers in Penny's time, and 3 piers in Amara's time...
But it was a raining in my time, so maybe that's like this spring?
And in Amara's time, it was a bright sunny day, maybe the summer.
Let's just hope this is all in the same year. How long does it take to build a wooden pier?
You'll just have to find that out, because you are stranded in the pirate city of Scumhive until you can reunite your friends.
Do I know anything about time travel?
Not much, but Scumhive does have 1 bookstore, the Briny Spine.
Then I guess I go to the Briny Spine.
The door is nearly frosted shut as you push into the musty store. Glowing hunks of ice are scattered about, making pockets of dim, dry light you can read by for as long as you can tolerate the cold.
Hello? Just lost adventurer, looking for some books about time travel. Not feeling spooked out at all.
You hear crackling and creaking as something large approaches. It looks like a mangrove grove man. Tree-like limbs, rimed in frost.
Whoa, what's a big, tough tree person like you doing selling books? Don't you know they're made of paper?
Paper made from fallen trees, shed limbs, bamboo, and other recycled paper.
Says the imposing figure. You notice he's got three sword sheaths hanging on a leather belt from one side of his hip. Except one of the sheaths is empty.
Hey, are you, like, missing a sword or something?
And a very powerful, rare sword at that. It's what trapped me in this Kathunkel forsaken land.
Did you just say Kathunkel forsaken?
Of course I did. Kathunkel is ruler of the universe, as you well know.
Oh, so is this some kind of alternate timeline thing?
Alternate timeline?
The tree person has grown a scraggly beard of roots and moss, and scratches at it in confusion.
Yeah, like, Squirtalk sent us back in time to when Kathunkel ruled, except there was no Kathunkel on Berend when it was still frozen. This doesn't make any sense.
Then, finally, we're on the same page. My name is Zoranoak Saltroot, and I think you and I need to have a little talk.
Cool, Zack. Bringing the new What If World character into Berend for the GNG adventure. I love it.
Thanks, EZ. I'm trying something new. So, we're gonna pause there and then cut ahead to Penny Pasta.
The city of Scumhive is mired in muck and mud. To your glutinous tentacles, it seems like it's been raining for weeks.
Did I happen to see the portal that closed over Amara Stormtide?
Roll learn to see if you noticed.
That's a natural one.
From the glimpse you caught in that one panicked moment, you think Amara might be lost in space and time, possibly forever.
Oh, well, if anyone can solve that mystery, it's Amara. So I'll just head down to these piers and see if I can gather some information.
You see everyone down here is wearing heavy cloaks, and all of them seem to be steaming a little bit, even though the rain feels quite cold to you.
I'll go up to one and tap them on the shoulder.
An icy stare turns your way, and you see under their hood, this person's face is part slush, part grass, like a half-thawed glacier.
What do ye want with Ira Ice, child? Says Ira Ice.
You see a little bit of slush fall from her face. And she grunts as she continues her work.
Hello there, I'm Penny Pasta. I seem to have lost my friends. Maybe forever in the space of time.
Sure, we've all got problems. But don't be asking Ira Ice for help.
Well, can I ask you something else then?
You can ask, but I don't need to answer,
says Ira, struggling to lift a gigantic plank and place it down to extend the half-built pier.
Hey, let me grab the other end of that. We'll work together.
What's your angle, Pasta Puss?
Oh, no angles. I'm mostly curves. It's a geometry joke. Never mind. Why is it you're called Ira Ice, but, if you forgive me for saying, look a kinda slashy?
Yarr, it's this rain. Ever since Berend unfroze, we ice folk have tried to shield ourselves from this never-ending rain. But it's a losing battle. Ships come to cart us off to the north. But with only one pier, we can't all escape fast enough.
That's a horrible. How can I help?
You can't help. Listen, you can build up here faster than we melt.
Or what if I prevent the melting? Zack, can Penny Pasta whip up some kind of food protective thing that'll help the ice people?
You can if you can come up with something more specific than a food protective thing.
Oh, what do you kids think? How can I protect the ice with something cold, maybe? Cold food? You know, my magic usually works better when it's also a yummy. Oh, and if it's Italian. Is there anything cold and Italian?
You can look it up. I'll wait.
I know. Gelato.
Ye mean the puppet maker?
No, gelato. It's Italian ice cream. Somehow I just gotta increase its SPF.
SPF?
Slush prevention factor.
Okay, well, you get a heart for slush prevention factor. Then you can roll wonder.
10 plus 2.
The recipe needs tinkering. But it does slow the melting of all the ice people when you cover them with a delicious coat of gelato.
Coats made out of actual ice cream. I love it.
Yeah, why not? Ira Ice seems amazed. By Kathunkel's bony beak, ye be a hero to icy kind and an unexpected fashion icon.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Teach a pirate to make a gelato, and they'll be as happy as Mr. Roboto.
Sounds like something you just made up.
Okay, but my point stands. Let me teach your folk how to protect yourselves with the power of a gelato. Well, I turn into a giant pastapus and help rebuild the pier. I love rain and the water and the spaghetti sauce and the spicy vegan meatball.
Sounds like you're getting a bit hungry.
Oh yeah, maybe I should eat first.
Now, Amara, we cut to you.
Is there any way that I know where in time I am?
You were the first to get sucked through, so I can't see how you would.
Well, it was kind of like a time storm, wasn't it? I mean, if my shocking schnot disrupted it, then maybe my storm magic and this time magic are somehow related?
Okay, if you can get some weather readings, you can make a hard learn roll to see what you figure out.
Then Amara Stormtide flies out to sea.
To slime.
What, excuse me?
Oh yeah, Penny Pasta would have noticed this if they looked down, but it's the slime sea. Formerly the Ice Sea, but...
Okay, well, then I will get some meteorological readings on the Slime Sea by flying out there and working with my wind and water magic.
Yeah, fortunately, there is still a certain amount of water in the slime, so yeah, roll your hard learn roll.
Okay, so that's a 4 or a 9.
Take the 4.
Plus 2.
That's not great.
Give me those consequences, Guildmaster.
Instead of figuring anything out about time or slime, you see something strange and bony begin to rise in the distance of the slime sea. Dollops of goo dripping off of it as its many bony arms and tentacles seem to claw across the semi-solid surface of the slime, headed straight for Scumhive!
I'm sorry, but squid don't have bones. And neither do octopuses, so I don't know what this thing is.
A stray ray of summer sunshine catches a glinting sword sticking out of the unlikely skull of this impossibly bony cephalopod. And you suddenly hear a what-if question vibrate through the air. Seeming to emanate from the sword of if. You hear, what if the cryptid kids have to fight a giant bone kraken?
Oh, great. And I'm assuming that's where we end up.
That's where we end our adventure.
So we're all still stuck in different timelines?
But in Amara's present, there's a bone kraken that's about to attack Scumhive? Yes, indeed.
And could we have easily avoided all of this if we'd just stuck together from the beginning?
Well, not easily.
Whatever. This is way more fun.
I'm glad you think so, Zizi. And we'll be back next week with the second part of our adventure. A tale of two squiddies.
Two?
Maybe my character's the second one?
No, you're a pasta puss, not a pasta squid.
Okay. No more guessing. Let's thank Tyler for the email question. What if the cryptid kids had to fight a giant bone kraken? As well as Alex for asking what if Kathunkel became the ruler of the universe?
Oh, there's the second squid.
Unless he's the bone kraken.
Uh-oh.
We've got more what ifs.
More dice, more adventure for you coming up next week. Folks at home, do you know what to do if you find yourself separated? Whenever I go out with Mama Jamma and Papaloo and Zizi to a big, busy place, we come up with a reunification plan. What's your plan with your family? And can you think of any fun, fantastical, super strange places that you might find yourselves in?
Well, when you do, maybe they'll inspire your next what-if question.
And you can get your grown-ups' permission to email them to hello@whatifworldpodcast.com.
As a write-in or audio file, we'd like to thank Karen and Eric O'Keefe, co-creators of What If World, our producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song,
and all you kids at home who use your power to help others.
Until we adventure again, keep wondering!
Thank you.